Let me tell you what you're listening to.
Welcome to Father Simon Says on Relevant Radio with Father Richard Simon.
I'm here to answer your questions.
Have a question? Give us a call.
1-888-914-9149. As any question you may have about the Lord, the faith, and the church.
That's 1-888-914-9149.
This is, in fact, a radio show called
Father Simon Says on Relevant Radio.
I am getting so many wonderful suggestions on how to pronounce words in the Bible and sites. I'll talk about that later, but, oh, again, Relevant Radio listeners are a smart crowd. It's a little unnerving. Well, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit. They shall be created. You shall renew the face of the earth. Lord, you taught the hearts of the nations by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us by that same Spirit to have right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his comfort through Christ our Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go to the big book on the coffee table. Oh, this always excites me. The Bible. I really do like the Bible. I know that's odd. Never mind. Let's just jump in here. Isaiah, the 7th chapter. We talked about this. I believe it was yesterday I talked about this. A sign from the Lord. Ask us for a sign from the Lord. This is to King Ahaz. And I talked about the idea that the name Emmanuel means God with us, and for that reason, because he was God with us, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, was called Jesus. Now, very interestingly, I believe that St. Clement of Alexandria, who was an Egyptian bishop in just less than two centuries after the death and resurrection of the Lord, said that he was called generally by the short name, which makes a lot of sense, Yeshu. Now, his name was Yehoshua, which is Hebrew for the Lord saves. And in Aramaic, that would be Yeshua. But the short form was Yeshu, just like Joshua becomes Josh. Which, to me, it may sound blasphemous to you, but it isn't. That's the point of it. That things like, at the name of Josh, every knee must bend. You know, there is no name other than the name of Josh by which men can be saved.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme
I'm
here.
Not. If you would just pay attention, Aretha. Of course, now you know. May she rest in peace. I almost feel bad having that, but it's so funny. That's Aretha Franklin, and she loved the Lord. So, at any rate, back to this idea of Yeshu. This is about the very simplicity of the Lord. He is God with us, not God among us to lord it over us, but he's with us. And that's what the word Emmanuel means, the very simplicity of his name. I personally think that's a beautiful thing.